It is good to be back again today. I want to say thank you again to Jeff for taking Sunday night services while I was prepping for a test on Sunday, for Monday, and just let you know everything came out okay. Appreciate the prayers and the thoughts on that. I appreciate that. Got to go back in 3 years, so I'm looking forward to that one. Can't wait for that. Man, I hope time flies. But anyway, I sat at home and I watched Jeff give the message Sunday night, and I tell you what, it was really good. And I thought about giving him a call during the process of that, but I better not. He's in his own. But I didn't know if he had his phone on him anyway. But anyway, I just want to say thank you for him for doing those things. Go ahead and turn your Bibles, if I haven't told you. Go ahead and go to Genesis chapter 27. We're going to be in verses 28 through 33 tonight. I believe this is the fourth week that we are dealing with the subject of a toxic believer. The title for tonight, and the one that we're really going to be dealing with tonight, is the one that I have given a phrase to that you're all familiar with, but it's called pretender. Do you realize churches are full of pretenders? I want you to think about that. There are some who play the game of being a Christian, and they're really not. Some appear to be something on Sunday, and then when you see them on Monday and throughout the rest of the week, they're totally different individuals. And so we're going to deal with this tonight, because a pretender can bring a toxic level to a church that can cause harm to it, just like anything else that we've been dealing with. We dealt with a liar last week. We dealt with a critical spirit the week before that, and then we dealt with the one who is a gossiper, and it's just amazing to see what type of a toxic believer, no matter what type you are, you can cause harm to the body of Christ. And so we need to be on guard, not really looking at anybody else in this church, but begin looking at yourself. The one pretender tonight, really, I look at this and I think of myself quite often, because I grew up in a preacher's home and I knew how to play the game. Jeff actually said this the other night. And so often we do those things. So let's begin reading here in verse number 28. And we're going to read down to verse number 33. I'm sorry, verse number 26. And of course, this is the story of Jacob and Isaac and how Jacob was going to deceive his father, how he was pretending to be somebody else that he was not, and then we see some results that take place from this. Verse number 26, it says, "And his father Isaac said unto him, Come near now, and kiss me, my son. He came near and kissed him. He smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him, and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren. Let thy mother's son bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat and brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, Let my father rise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly, and said, Where is he that hath taken venison, and brought it me, and I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him, yea, and he shall be blessed. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, again, I just pray that you just guide me through your word tonight. Help me to be a blessing to your people. God, again, as we've been praying so much lately for our pastor, I pray that you just put your hand of healing upon him, that you just protect him. Be with my mom as well. Lord, this is different for her, and I pray that you just give her the strength. Give her grace as she deals with this on a daily basis. And we ask you these things in your name. Amen. Last week, we dealt with the toxic believer about those who lie. And the ones who lie can pollute the body of Christ. So tonight we're going to deal with the ones who use, or we can say who are fake, Or I like the word that I gave you a little while ago, the pretender. Whatever phrase you would like to use, I don't care. It's up to you. The passage that we just read shows us a family who was turned upside down because of a son who was pretending to be somebody who he was not. Because one sought to use the other. It was all about them, and no one else mattered. That's what took place in this matter here. Unfortunately, because of this great pretender that came upon the scene, it caused great pain to this family that lasted for several years. And a lot of the great pain started right off from this thing that took place, as we just read. Why did this take place? Well, it's because of their selfish desires. The family became toxic one to another. I did just a little bit of research on how many people die per year around our world because of toxins that they bring into their body. Some do it knowingly, some do it accidentally. And so I looked this up. Worldwide, people die every year, about 420,000 people, because of some type of toxin that they have allowed to come into their body. See, it doesn't take much. It just takes one thing to pollute the body, and because of that, they can get sick and they can die. So that's what we deal with in our world when it comes to those things. Notice that this first started out, as we read here, this first started out with a lie. From the lie, it turned into somebody being phony to another person trying to gain a blessing from a false thing. Isaac here, as we read, was literally robbed blind. When you think about that, I know it kind of sounds funny, because Isaac here really had no idea what was going on around about him, because the Bible says his eyes were dim. Obviously, he was up there in years, and when you get up there in years, your eyesight is not the same. Who has noticed that? As the older they got, and their eyesight has changed. I've noticed that, which is why I wear reader glasses with me now, because it's not the same that it was for me when I was 15, 16 years of age. Things begin to change. And so Isaac, his eyesight was pretty much gone from him. So he really couldn't tell who was in front of him. And so Isaac would begin to go off a few of the other senses that would help him to recognize the people that were about him. One, he would use his hearing so that he can listen to the ones that are here. Everybody has a distinct voice, and so he would probably know by the sound of the voice if it was somebody else. He would also use the other sense of a touch, and he would begin to feel the body, which is why he tried to distinguish what was taking place when Jacob came in, which is why his mother said, hey, we got some goat hair, and I want you to put it about your body, and we're going to try to deceive your father this way, because if he wants to feel you, he'll know that you are his son Esau, which he wasn't. So I would imagine that with Jacob and Esau being brothers, their voices would kind of sound alike. And that happens. You have some of the voices will sound just like each other's. I heard people say that when they talk to me on the phone, I sound just like my father. I don't know that, but that's what people tell me. There are some times where I do like to play tricks on people. I am kind of a jokester at times. People don't understand it about me. But I do like to imitate voices on some different occasions. I've done this with some of my family members. I used to love playing around with my dad and pretending to be another pastor at times and calling him. And I would fool him on occasions. Some people can throw their voices. I heard a voice today that sounded just like our 45th president. It's just like, holy cow, I couldn't believe that this was coming out of this individual. But anyway, getting back to our story here, Isaac was literally robbed blind. He had no idea of the person that was using him. Not only using him, but pretending to be somebody that he wasn't. Jacob here was pretending to be his brother Esau, and because of this, he was going to bring a toxic relationship to the family. And we all know what toxins can do. I'm going to share a little story with you about something that happened during World War II. A lot of people don't probably might not know this, but during World War II, there was a fake unit, and I'm going to put the word behind there, a pretend unit. That way we can kind of stay with the theme here. There is a fake pretend unit that the Army had developed. It was called the Ghost Army, officially known as the 23rd Headquarters Special Troop. Anybody ever hear of this? Okay, I'm going to give you a little bit of history. Isaac, you raise your hand on this. It consisted of 1,100 men in this unit alone. So it wasn't small, it was fairly big. They were given a unique mission within the Allied Army. And here was their mission. They were to impersonate other Allied Army units for this reason, to deceive the enemy. So in other words, they pretended to be somebody that they were not. And that happened quite a bit during our wars. But by the evening of June 6, 1944, D-Day, they landed on Normandy with the 1st Army in place. The first of its detachments were in action against the enemy. And by the 23rd of June of 1945, the unit was on its way home after serving with four other U.S. armies through England. And continue with the story. But during their tenure, they put on a traveling road show, and I'm not saying, don't get me wrong when I'm talking about Hollywood here, I'm not talking about that. They put on a traveling road show utilizing inflatable takes, truck sounds, fake radio transmissions, and scripts and pretense. For this reason, to gain advancement upon the enemy. They were pretending to be somebody that they were not. During this tenure, they also staged more than 20 battlefield deceptions, often operating very close to the front lines. And one of the reasons why a lot of people don't know about this story, because the story was kept secret for more than 50 years after the war. And it wasn't declassified until the year of 1996. Which is a lot of what explains why a lot of people don't know of this. But this is how they operated. They pretended to be somebody that they were not, to gain advantage on an enemy. That's what they are doing. They use this to gain advantage, to gain control upon the enemy. Their scheme brought a toxic level to the enemy camp. And because of this, many people suffered for it. No one, not even the enemy, likes to be used. I bet you at this point in time, they're trying to figure out who is the mole. Who is the one that's not real between us? And they weren't pleased with this. Why? Because they were robbed blind. Because of this advantage, they were defeated. Today, even in churches, we have people who are phony. We have people who are pretenders. I heard a story today from a good friend of mine. He was telling me that years ago that he was involved in church. He did many of the church activities. He led the singing in his church. He had a Bible study after church with the teenagers in there. And this Bible study was very successful. He did some other things in the church and I believe in the school area as well. But there was something wrong with him that nobody else knew but himself. And it was this. He was not saved. He was a pretender. He was a phony Christian. But he was involved in all these things. There was one year that he went to camp and a message was being preached similar to this about phony believers. And he heard the preaching and he was convicted underneath the preaching. Someone came up to him and said, hey, maybe it's time that you get saved, because apparently somebody else knew about this. And he looked at the person, he says, no, I don't want to get saved. And he said it for this reason. He says, Chad, because I was afraid that I would let people down. My pride kept me from getting saved. He was pretending all along. The night didn't go very far. Because as the Lord continued to deal with him through people, the Lord was dealing with him as well. By the end of the night, he knelt down by a rock right outside the tabernacle and began to ask the Lord into his heart. God forgave him of his sins, saved him from hell to heaven. He no longer had to pretend to be a believer because now he is a believer. And now God has called him into the ministry and he pastors a church. Thank God for that. I'm thankful that God was able to get a hold of his heart, showing him the ways that your ways of pretending aren't going to get you anywhere. Sure, you can pretend to be a believer. Sure, you can pretend to do these things. But deep down inside, he knew he was wrong. So today we have people in our churches who are phony and are willing to do whatever it takes to gain just for themselves. I want to talk briefly tonight about some of the toxins that were brought out in this little plot that Rebekah and Jacob did. Jacob did not act alone. Jacob was not the only pretender here. Matter of fact, this idea came from his mother. And his mother began to pursue this and began to talk Jacob into this. And Jacob allowed this to take place as well. But I'm going to share with you some of the toxins that were brought into this family. And it wasn't pretty by any means, because pretending to be someone he wasn't, here's one of the toxins that came in. He had to leave his home. He polluted his relationship with his family. He polluted his relationship with his father. He polluted his relationship with his brother. And now, because of what was taking place, Jacob had to leave. And so with him leaving, Jacob had to go into some unfamiliar territories, placing himself in danger, allowing himself to be out of the safety of his parents' place, and now he's in different places, being separated from his mother, never seeing her again. See, his pretend attitude that he had, trying to portray himself to be somebody who he wasn't, brought pollution to his family. It also had brought some more toxic levels, and that one is of hate. Esau hated his brother for what he did. Hated his brother for what he did. And because Esau hated his brother, Esau spent a majority of his life in search of Jacob for this reason. He wanted to kill Jacob. So now we understand why Jacob had to leave his home. Because he was pretending to be somebody who he wasn't for his advantage, for his gain, financially, through the blessings of his father, he brought a toxic level into his family that polluted it, and it separated this family. And now you have a brother who is in search of him to kill him. Being someone that you are not can cause so much confusion. The toxic levels had increased, and Isaac was heartbroken that Jacob had robbed him blind. Think about this for a second, parents. You have your children, you have your sons or your daughters, and your kids deliberately lie to you. They deliberately deceive you right in front of your face. Would that not bring pain and heartache to your life at that point in time? Why would they do that? Do they not understand that how much did I love them? Do they not understand I would have given them everything or anything that they desired? So Jacob had brought another toxic level to this, and that was a broken heart to his father. Why am I bringing this up tonight? Because nobody likes a person who isn't real with them. Fake people, People that pretend to be somebody that they are not destroys churches. They pretend to be something that they are not. What I'm trying to get at this evening is this. Members pretend to be Christians at church, and sometimes it's just at church only. I said something a little while ago. What you see on Sundays is not necessarily what you're going to see Monday through Saturday. People act different when they're here, and they'll act different when they're not here because they're pretending to live a life that they truly don't believe at times. They're different outside of church. It's easy to play the game, as I mentioned a little while ago, as Jeff said the other night. And we've all have been guilty of this at some point or another. We've all pretended to be that great believer. We've all pretended to be that great soul winner. We've all pretended to love God more than somebody else. But outside of here, we lived one of the most wicked lifestyles that you can probably imagine. We've been guilty of this at some point or another. I'm going to bring something up. I like this one. We pretend a lot here at church. We talk about phony people. We talk about fake people. But think about this. Church members who sit around and talk about how fake other members are. Hello, my friend, are you any better? You're pretending. By doing this, you have just become that toxic person yourself. Well, in what shape am I becoming that toxic person by saying that another church member is fake or phony? By this right here. Because you're talking to another church member, you're gossiping. And you become toxic. A church should not be full of pretenders. Why? For this reason. Because we are a body of Christ. And because we are a body of Christ, we need to be acting like a body of Christ. Amen? Jacob ruined his life. He ruined his family's life by pretending to be somebody that he was not. If we want the world to have what we have, and that is Christ, we need to be striving to live, to be like Christ. Not putting on a false pretense about ourselves, but being true, being real, being honest. And how are we to do that? By living for him daily. Live as if he is watching us. By the way, he is watching us. But sometimes we think that we can fool God. God's watching us. He's watching our every move. Pretenders or phony or fake people usually get what they deserve. Some find themselves friendless, having no type of companionship, living lost, and having an empty life. Because nobody honestly likes to be around a pretender. Nobody likes to be around a phony person. Isaac here, he was robbed blind because he had a wife and a son who stole a blessing from Esau because they were pretending to be somebody that they were not. As I close tonight, we might think we have fooled many, but my friend, you can never, ever fool God. He knows your heart better than you do. So how can we avoid becoming a toxic believer? By this. You ready for this? This is going to astound you. By being real. Don't pretend to be somebody that you are not. Be real. Be honest. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll be dismissed tonight. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful tonight that we're able to come to your house and to be able to be taught your word. Lord, I know that throughout my life, I have pretended on many occasions to be somebody that I was not. And so God, if there is somebody that has struggled with this the way that I have, God, I pray that, I guess the only way that I can really say it is, Lord, just hit them up outside the head of the 2x4 so that they can wake up and see the importance of being real. Lord, there's no need to pretend to have salvation when you can have salvation. Lord, there's no need to pretend to be a believer when you can just become a believer. God, I pray tonight, if there's anybody like that here tonight, I pray, Lord, that you just continue to work and bless. We ask you these things in your name. Amen.